Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay.
Hello. Welcome to your Friday ep. I'm actually recording this in the wee hours of the morning on Thursday, so the day before this comes out. I woke up at, I think, 5:15 this morning. Was like, F this, I'm going to go on early morning Pilates. So I did 6:30 Pilates. I've come straight home and I'm now talking to you sweet people or person. So yeah, you're getting an early, you don't usually get an early morning recording. I usually record at like 11 or the Arvo for these. I prefer a morning recording though, I'll be honest. So basically, we're going to do a weekly check-in, a Byron check-in. I'm going to let you know everything that's been going on. That said, we have pretty much been in audiobook land. So the boss and I are currently recording the audiobook for Fearlessly Failing. As you may or may not know, boss is a music producer, podcast editor, and so he has not only the studio but the skill set to record an audiobook. So we looked at recording the audiobook with my publishers in LA, but it was quite expensive to hire a studio. And then we looked at Brisbane, but there's a massive border closure. And we looked at Sydney and it's quite dear to fly and travel and whatnot. So Bosso and I are doing it together, which is amazing. But it's a humongous job. It has been like our life for the last week. And I think we're just on the halfway mark, but we also have to go to Sydney next week. So we're both like, oh my God, we've got to finish all this audiobook before we go, which is really exciting and fun. But it's just, pressure is on. Boss is like, you need to get ready. We're going to have to do some all-nighters. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I love recording in the mornings, but I think I've figured out it's an art form. If anyone is listening and has recorded an audiobook before, send me all your tips because you've got to have pre-read, which is fine. So I pre-read ahead of recording. You've got to like mark in all your breaths. I didn't know much about that. And then you've got to land certain words. So I've got all my notes on this. I've got a hard copy here and I've got all my notes about like what word I want to land. Like I've got little mantras at the start, like on I think the first page. What did I write? Truthful communication. I was thinking as well, tell me what you think, I might do a comp and give this version away, the audio book version, because it's got literally notes, my notes throughout the book on every single page. So it could be kind of cool. But I don't know, you might be like, no, Lola, we want a brand new spanky new one. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know. So we are full blown in... yeah, audiobook land. The book officially comes out next Monday the 1st of November, although it's started to trickle into bookstores now. I haven't seen one in the flesh yet, but when I'm in Sydney next week, I've got a full day of just doing book signing. So I cannot wait to see. I get so excited when I see it in a bookstore and I always have to buy one because I think it's like a lucky charm. So yeah. That's our life. Audiobook has been our life and I like have been doing all these things. I've been working with a dialect coach. I think I told you that a few weeks ago and he's given me all these amazing tips, some really funny ones as well. Like, so before we start recording, so we'll start recording in about half an hour after I record this, before we start recording, I'll gargle apple cider vinegar. If your mouth gets too wet, like, and sometimes it'll sound too wet, then you're meant to eat a dry chip, like a chippy. The oil soaks up the wetness. So interesting. So I've got all these random little tips and tricks. Still on the book stuff, we actually have this morning an interview with a radio show in South Australia, which I'm really excited about. So I've got that this morning. A beautiful spread was in Body and Soul. And I think on Monday, again, Women's Health, an article in Women's Health Mag is coming out. I'm trying to hold off a little bit of doing any kind of launchy thing until things are a little bit more open. I really want to teach a yoga class at Peaches, which is where I teach here in Byron Bay, and do like a little launch. But I just want to wait till after December 1st when I can invite kind of like everybody. At the moment, there's a vaccine mandate, which I love. You guys know, anyone knows I'm pro, you would probably know that I'm quite pro. But when I say I love, like I like to teach in a really safe space. So that's why it just feels, as a yoga teacher, and I've been teaching, I think I told you last week I've been teaching in Byron Bay, but yeah, I'm fully vaxxed, which means that I'm holding a safe space for my students as well. So anyway, so I'm holding off until I think the rules change in Byron on December 1 from what I can gather. And then I am hoping to do signings in Sydney and signings in Melbourne. I am making influencer packs. I've had so much trouble sourcing smudge sticks. Apparently they were in Brisbane yesterday, so I should get them today or tomorrow at the latest, which gives me all weekend to make influencer packs and smudge sticks. And then hopefully they get sent out on Monday. I've still got dried blooms happening in my house. Quite a process, drying your own flowers, P.S. So you got to check that there's no mold and everything and like pull out the ones that have gone bad. It's quite a process, but fun. So I've got, yeah, blooms hanging and drying all over the house. What else have I got written here? Book is officially out November 1st, but it'll start creeping into bookstores October 26th. So you might start seeing it in bookstores now, hopefully. And hopefully, like, I think we've got some press in Sydney. It looks like we've booked some telly. So that'll be lots of fun. So I've got that to look forward to, you know. What else to tell you about Byron Bay? Yes, I was doing the Lighthouse Walk. So Boss and I have this deal when each of us have our therapist, the other one just leaves the house because we live in quite a small house. So he had his therapist yesterday morning at 9. So I went to Pilates and then went straight and did the Lighty Walk. Saw a goanna, my first goanna in Byron Bay. It was quite a wildlife day yesterday. Wait till you hear. So I saw a little goanna and then I was walking on the way, on the way up to the lighthouse. And then on the way back, I was walking and this humongous dragon jumped across the path. So they're called an eastern water dragon. They are everywhere here and up in Queensland as well. They're awesome, but this guy or girl, humongous, huge. Like I'm talking half a meter, maybe more. Not quite a meter, but over half a meter probably. But took up his body took up the whole path. Big. Like could totes bite. If he or she wanted to, but didn't. And then I taught yoga last night, and as I was driving home, I saw this little black shape kind of like waddling in the grass, and it was waddling. And I was like, I know what animal walks like that. And it was an echidna. For my American listeners, an echidna is like an Australian version of a hedgehog, kind of similar ball games. But they're quite friendly, but they do have those porcupine little spikes on their back. Yeah, porcupine. Do Americans call them porcupines or hedgehogs? But we've got echidnas, and I think they're all slightly different too. And echidnas are really cute. They've got their long little snout to eat ants, and then they've got their little spiky back. But they kind of waddle when they walk. Very, very cute. Last Saturday, Boss did his first influencer campaign for politics clothing, which is really cool. And I shot him. We went down Broken Head, shot him there, and he nailed it. All like nice earthy linens and beautiful stuff that the Boss of Chengi wears anyway, and shoes and everything. And then we went after I shot him at Broken Head, we went to Ray's. We hadn't been to Ray's yet. You know how much we love Ray's. We had a Ray's date and we just kind of got there, do these oysters with their native dressing. I've got to find out what's in it. It's like finger lime, but then there's this like beautiful green stuff. I don't know what that is. Like it's like this delicious dressing. I'm going to ask my chef friend Sam and see if he knows. And then we kind of got this antipasto board, which has got like all local, like olives, cheeses, salamis, pastramis, and or prosciutto, should I say, and figs. And the bocconcini was lovely and ordered a little bit of gluten-free for me, so I got to enjoy that too. And then just as we got up to leave, they're like, oh, you need to sit down. There's a surprise. And we were like, oh my, oh, what? And our dear friend from Melbourne, Bill, had surprised us with another round of drinks. So we had three drinks instead of two that night, which was a lot of fun. Boss loves Negronis. I love a dry gin martini with a twist, which means a twist of lemon as opposed to dirty with an olive. So, yeah, dry gin martini with a twist of lemon is my drink of choice. I have kind of like made – we made a little – conscious effort when I first I think I've been back 2 or 3 weeks now. We were having a few like drinks probably two nights a week, and I was like, it just feels a bit much at the moment. Well, we've got such a heavy workload, so we're both trying to just drink once a week now, and it's really nice because it's like you really look forward to it, you really kind of savor it, and then, you know, if you feel dusty, it's only for one day the next day. But I felt really good at right. Like, as soon as I got home, boss calls me like the productive drinker. So, like, as soon as we got home, I folded all the washing. I had everything, like, I was like, boss, everything is ready to go. Like, he was a little bit tipsy and I was like massaging. We do this thing, we massage each other's feet. He's obsessed with it. He literally moisturizes his feet, his favorite thing that I do for him when we watch TV at night. And I like got him into bed, got him his supplements, his magnesium, massaged his feet, was talking, chatting to him while he was like a bit drunk as a skunk in bed, and I was folding all the washing. Oh, weird. So yeah, and like I was up crack of dawn at Pilates the next day. Maybe I'm like good with two drinks. What else is on my list for you? Oh, we went to Northern Rivers Fish, which is quite an iconic place in Ballarat. It's where the big prawn is, if you like your big Australian things, big avocado, big pineapple, big prawn. Big prawn is in Ballarat. So that was really, really – we got some salmon and we got some ling and we made fish tacos, which was so good. And we got quite a big piece of ling and were able to – cook it the next day and do little like delicious little fish bowls, which was really, really nice. And I've taught yogs twice this week. So if you're ever in Byron, I'm jumping on the schedule and teaching at Peaches. I teach restorative, which is kind of like a mesh between hatha and yin on Tuesday nights, and it's always to music. Don't worry, you don't need to dance or anything. I just like to put a really like mellow playlist on. And then on Wednesday night is like a heated power vinyasa, and that's also to some nice beats too. So that's what I've like been doing literally all week, has pretty much been get up, try and move my body in some way. So Pilates, walk or run. Then literally we'll just record the audiobook for 3 hours straight. And then teach those two nights. And then I've been trying to book podcasts for when I'm in Sydney and when I'm in Melbourne in a few weeks as well. So I'm just trying to – all my American guests run out in a few weeks. And so I'm like, oh, no, I've got to get some Aussies back on the pod. So if there's anyone that you want to hear on the poddo, definitely let me know. I've still been reading Mindhunter, which was the book I reviewed 2 weeks ago. I haven't finished it yet. It's kind of like my switch off at nighttime. It's really interesting. It's kind of like the psychological traits of rapists, serial killers, and mass murders. It sounds super dark. It kind of is, but it's just really interesting to understand human behavior and like the difference between there's like two different characteristics of serial killers. They're either organized or disorganized, so like planned or unplanned. Really fascinating, but just interesting with human behavior and the way that they talk about like behavior, and like often there are people that have had really troubled childhoods that can kind of like affect the way they become as an adult. So fascinating. I'm over halfway though, and I am going to switch to another book soon, because I'm interviewing a couple of authors coming up. So yeah, I'll switch and be able to give you book reviews soon. And I've got a really cool health book that I want to read too. So, yeah, and I've booked some fun, really fun podcast guests, which is exciting. But, yeah, when I go to SIDS, I'll make sure I do some recording, and then we'll do some recording in Melbs. And then what I want to do is start recording a book series for you, which will still come out on Fridays, but it'll be less of a diary episode and more like let's talk about this chapter of the book, read a little excerpt from it, and kind of just talk about some of the takeaways of the chapter. So hopefully you can get a little taste for the book and what it's about and if you want to get it. Because, like, to be honest, the book doesn't exist without you. Like, I saw this really cool post on it. I follow Timothy Chalamet. I hope I'm saying that right, but, you know, the incredible actor. He's in June. He's in so much other stuff too. But let me just, I took a photo of it yesterday. I was on his Insta and I was like, oh my goodness, you're amazing. So he's got two movies out this week. And he's written, thank you to everyone who saw these movies in theaters in the past week. The movies exist because of the cast and crew, but actually going to see them in theatres got it over the finish line. So thank you. And I feel like that's the same in book world. Like, sure, it exists because someone's written the book and someone's edited it and a publisher has picked it up. But really, without selling copies and without getting it out there, it doesn't exist. It doesn't go into reprint. It just stops existing. And so without people getting behind books, and books are like, I think books are so special, but they're like birthing a baby. Not that I have anything to relate to, but you sign your contract and you don't get to hold that book for, you know, 12 months or so. And in that 12 months, so much love has gone into it, so much blood, so much sweat, so much tears. And I just think, I just want to say thank you to anyone that's pre-ordered it, ordered it, or got it, because honestly, like, it doesn't exist without you, the reader. It just doesn't. And, you know, the only reason that I get a book deal is because the book sells. Honestly, like, it's not really because I'm amazing or anything like that, or someone believes in me. It's really because, and hopefully I would like to think that my publishers believe in me, but, like, it's really because of you. It's you that goes, hey, I want to support that person, or hey, I think there might be something that I can learn from that. So thank you for even giving a shit to go out and get it or look at it or anything. Because even as I've been doing the audiobook, I'm like, whoa, I really shared so much of my heart, and it's pretty, like, there's a bit of oversharing in there too, especially in the heartbreak chapter. We talk about dating dingoes. Yeah, there's a lot of my heart in there. So yeah, I just really wanted to say thank you. One other Byron thing. I know I'm darting all over the place today, but one other Byron thing to tell you. I had a really good coffee yesterday. So there's a place in town. So, you know, I said I did Pilates, then the Lighthouse where Boss had therapy. On the way home, I went to this place called Higher Life. So it's in town for people that know Byron well. It's kind of opposite Woolies in the big town. So no any Bangalore where I am. It's in Byron. And it's called Higher Life. These guys used to own Roadhouse. And they do this coffee that is so good. It's called a turbo. And basically it's a long black or black coffee, iced though. And then they mix it with MCT oil, lion's mane, and then they just put a little sprinkle of cinnamon on top. And it is so delicious. It is so sustaining. It's like cognitively fires you up. You feel focused and really clear and determined. I love, love, love that coffee. It's so yummy. I think Roadhouse does one similar that I told you about last week, because I imagine they've kept some of the menu items on from the previous owners, but I think it's called a coffee brew. Same ball game though. It's iced black coffee with MCT oil, so medium chain triglycerides, and then it's got your lion's mane, which, you know, from Lola Coffee is in, it's great for brain function, cognitive function. You can tell I need one right now. My early morning 5 a.m. one from Pilates is definitely worn off. And then the cinnamon on top just kind of like balances it out. So yummy. If you're at home, even try that with Lola Coffee. Like, dilute the Lola Coffee, add it to, like, add ice and water, and then MCT, and then lion's, well, you don't need to add lion's mane, it's in all the coffee already, and then just like wazz it up, pour it over ice, and put some cinnamon. Oh, delicious. I had that yesterday. It was so, so good. Anything else to tell you that I have had? Feeling good, guys, feeling good. There you go. That was our check-in for the week. And let me know if there's anyone that, you know, in Australia that you think would be a great fit for the pod, really keen to, you know, see the pod really fly over the summer. And so I'm really spending a lot of time focusing on epic guests and making it really focusing on, like, this might sound really weird and mean, but like not getting the same people on that have got the same skill set. So I'm really trying to find like people that come from all different walks of life and really diverse things. And I'm really trying to, like, somebody, an amazing talent was pitched to me yesterday, but they're a counselor and their skill set was very similar to Jad, who we've done specials with on this podcast, Jad Patrick. I've interviewed him, but we've also done a lot of specials around mindfulness and compassion and that real counselor style. And so he's done an amazing Friday special with me. It was like a 6-part series. If you go back, I think it's called like Mindfulness Fridays, and we did 6 episodes. I'm pretty sure we recorded them all in one day. He was a machine. Yeah, but anyway, just look up Jad Patrick in the pod app with me. And my point is, I'm trying to not get overlap. I try not to get too heavy in the nutrition and naturopathy world because, well, you've got that with me. I have interviewed someone that's really in the keto paleo world here in Bangers a week or so ago. So I try to just keep it different, if you know what I mean. But yeah, please put forward people that you want to hear on the podcast or you think have a cool story or you think we could learn from, because, you know, ultimately that's the goal. All right, my friends, mega, mega love. Sending you love from beautiful Byron Bay, and stay happy. Bye.